is a man-friendly spa. With women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time, men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, I think it was about the 27th, last week of October, Elon Musk thought he would possibly, what happened was Israel cut off all of the cell phones, the internet to Gaza for 36-hour blackout. They have eased some communications once again. During that 36 hours, Israel was able to go in, take out some of the strategic compounds, one of the main strategic compound in Gaza. And Elon Musk, he comes out and he says that he will probably consider giving the Starlink system to the Hamas terrorists to support connectivity to the internationally recognized aid organizations in Gaza, just to the aid organizations. No, this will end up in the hands of Hamas. Musk doesn't want, he wants to do this for humanitarian reasons. He doesn't want to do it to support Hamas's objectives. Fact is, it will. And Starlink, you know, Twitter, it's still, everybody's going to name, remember the name Twitter, but he went to X. Well, X is the actual symbol for Starlink. There's a hidden, might say, code, so that all, everything that happens on Twitter, which is now X, is going to be in Elon Musk's system. Israel responded by saying that should Musk give the terrorists Starlink access, Israel will heighten the campaign like you probably can't imagine. You're not going to push Israel into a corner. Israel will not be put in a corner. Israel has enough to deal with presently. They don't need Hamas, who will also end up giving it to Hezbollah, to every other terrorist organization, you will open a door. A portal into hell. If you give the terrorist groups in the Middle East and internationally access to Starlink, if you would think into the future, they won't need cell phones on a network. You can take out all the towers, you can take out the 5G, everything, and they will still operate through the Starlink system. This will open Pandora's box. The United States, when Musk came out initially with the concept is going back into the 80s, but Elon Musk was the one who was able to take a concept. And this is exactly what the government does. You have people that are innovators. The government just funds it directly, indirectly. And then eventually, an innovator brings a system into reality. Satellites, initially 700 satellites. I don't know how many satellites there are out there up there now. I want to say 10,000, but the government looks for people like Musk, Gates, these type of people, to bring this innovation into the world. Then the government owns it. Musk presently supposedly owns Starlink. But Starlink is in the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 13. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
Okay, to continue. Everybody minds everybody else's business. Starlink. Revelation chapter 13, the one chapter in the Bible that talks about, introduces technology that will be used by Antichrist and the false prophet in the decade before Christ returns. You see, the technology will be used by the nations, but in Revelation chapter 13, Antichrist and the false prophet, for about the last 7 years before Christ returns, will use the most sophisticated technology the world has ever known to rule the world, to control the people in the kingdom of Antichrist through a system where you can't buy and sell unless you worship the beast and take his number. That will be in the last, he'll be in power for about 7+ years. In the last 3.5 to maybe the last 40 to 41 months, this is when he will use all the technology to destroy the nations. It will be in this period of time that the Christian people know as the Great Tribulation, where Antichrist will cause people to worship him, to take his number. You can't buy and you can't sell. The system will be in place before he actually becomes Antichrist, the man, the son of perdition, the abomination of desolation. There are other ways that the Bible presents him. But it will be in the last 3.5 years of his final rule of America that he will use these systems. The Starlink system, it will link the stars, not really, but it will link all of Antichrist's military operations internationally in that one system. Elon Musk, does he know that he has just created the communication system for Antichrist? Well, he doesn't now, but in the future he will realize what he's done, like the old Terminator movie where this guy takes part of a robot and they have to destroy that technology. Well, I don't want to get into that movie. It's take me too long. But for those that have watched Terminator 1 and Terminator 2, you'll understand what I was talking about. Elon Musk created a system that you're not going to need cell phones, you're not going to need towers, you don't need infrastructure in the sense on the earth, because it's all done by satellites overhead, what they call Starlink. In Revelation, it talks about there's going to be war in heaven, God's angels and the angels of the devil that will fight, and a third of the stars will fall to the ground. There was a war eons ago where a third of the angels fell. They rebelled against God. Well, in this Starlink system, these satellites, in the time of Antichrist, toward the end of his rule, some of these satellites are going to be destroyed and they're going to fall from the skies. That's another insight. So, Hamas, Musk is thinking he will give the Starlink system to the humanitarian agencies? No. Don't even think. These humanitarian agencies are ruled, directed by, who oversees them is the UN, which is a government organization, the U.S. government, the CIA, every intelligence agency in America. Who funds these humanitarian organizations? In return for the funding, they are infiltrators bringing back intel out of Gaza to give to all of the intel agencies in America. if the Hamas has access to Starlink, then it will be almost impossible to stop communications between this network of terrorists globally. Elon Musk has backed away. He's backed away. He said he's going to think about it. At this point, no. Israel will not allow it. Israel has been very, they have been moving ahead. I think Israel is ahead of the initial plans to remove the terrorist threat out of Gaza. We think they're maybe just inching along. I don't believe that. I believe the United States and all of the European command, all of the other Arab nations, they realize that Israel is moving much faster than they ever anticipated. Israel had a strategy. Israel is ahead of the game, but is not telling the world that Hamas, right now, they have no hope. And when Israel had this blackout, this really helped Israel move things in Gaza much quicker. Hamas is still continuing their campaign to keep the and actually imprison the Gazans in North Gaza, the people in North Gaza. They're still keeping them incarcerated, so to speak. And the casualties, Russians now are saying that there's been 8,000 casualties since this began, and 4,000 are children. Don't believe this. This is part of the Russian network of misinformation. You're seeing Russia, the true nature of Russia, of Putin and the government, and their anti-Semitic stance against Israel and the Jewish people. Now we're beginning to see that this latent anti-Semitic spirit that has been, you might say, hidden in Russia is now in the open. It's Turkey. It's straight out. Turkey, Erdogan, making it clear that Israel, they are at war with Israel and the Jewish people. They're mainly Muslim. Going back to Starlink, Musk, I don't think at this time will give Hamas access to Starlink, to X, to Starlink. The symbolism for Starlink, the symbol is an X, just like Twitter now is X. Everybody on Twitter is in the X system. Now, with Musk, with Elon, I don't know. He is definitely in the plan that God had for this time, because the system of international communication, not based on the earth's surface, but in the heavens, is now available. And this will be the coming system that will be used by Antichrist. Any nations that will want to use this system, if they're not in the good graces of the United States of America, will have no access. They won't have codes. They won't be able to use that system. And if they have towers, things of that nature to send signal to signal line, from one tower to the other in the line of sight, these things will be demolished. There'll be no communication. Eventually, there will be a media blackout internationally. The only media there will be is through the Starlink system. So, This was not a small thing that took place on the 27th of October when Israel shut down the communication network of Hamas. Hamas couldn't communicate with Hezbollah, couldn't communicate with Iran, couldn't communicate with Damascus. It was literally a blackout. Israel has eased it for the sake of the humanitarian purposes to a degree, but not to where I think it was before the 27th. Now, I think it was Jake Sullivan last week asked the question, who is going to rule Gaza when this campaign is over? Well, the campaign in Gaza will be over fairly shortly, I think. But the Hezbollah operation will begin. It's already begun with Hezbollah in the north, in Syria, Damascus. It's already begun. Who's going to rule Gaza? Well, Israel had 3 points that they released, I think, 2 days ago. They've been talking about it with the United States government for about the last week, 8 days. Firstly, Israel's objective, point one, Israel is going to continue this campaign of bombing the Hezbollah sites, communication centers, operation centers, centers where the leaders of this whole operation, where they are staying. This campaign is going to continue. When they have achieved their main objective of getting rid of the main control centers and the main sites where the rockets are coming from, then what they're going to do, part two, the second phase, is going to be limited cleanup. They're going to already, the troops, they have special forces in the Gaza already, not only finding the location of the tunnels, but where the generators are, the vent systems, the ventilation systems, things of this nature. After you breathe stale air for 2 days, you don't want to be in the tunnels anymore. We don't see everything. Israel isn't telling the world everything. Israel isn't telling the United States everything. But Israel does allow some info to go to our military. Not everything. It would be foolish. The United States, the first thing the U.S. would do is there are traitors in the American government that would tell the Hamas leaders or Hezbollah or leaders in Iran what's going on, what the next objective is, or what Israel is going to do next. And those people, the terrorists, will be able to disappear into the woodwork. And Israel will bomb a vacant lot. So Israel isn't telling the U.S. everything. What the U.S. needs to know, Israel will inform us. Inform the commander, the leaders. Now, if you think Jake Sullivan or some of these, who's the other guy? Sullivan and I have to think of their names. There are so many people. Gee, Manny, you have to have Obama uses? He uses the teleprompter. You have to have a teleprompter. That's why he's so brilliant, because he has a teleprompter. Well, I don't have a teleprompter. I'm just trying to use the best of what I have learned to remember what I can. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're just not listening. Join us here in the swamp Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 12 noon right here on AM 1360.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. And my employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now
and use promo code KHNC.
There you're going to find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the new six-pack towel sets for only $29.98.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Okay. Well, Jake Sullivan, all these people are part of continuity of government. They work for, I believe, the president that rules this country, that is in a basement, ruling from behind the scenes. And one thing that is happening is America eventually will occupy the Middle East. According to the Bible, things will begin to be set in motion, and then it's like laying a foundation and then building on a foundation. The foundation that I'm talking about is a prophecy in Psalm 83, a war where Israel goes to battle with all of the terrorists surrounding the nation of Israel. In the west, southwest, Gaza. Northeast, Lebanon. North, Syria. To the east, Jordan. Then, this groundwork, as it's been set down, this gives America an opportunity to begin to focus on the Middle East. America will never, ever, again, ever, focus on any other part of the world as far as occupation than Israel and the Middle East. Never again. The Bible says that a great empire at the end of the time before Christ returns, this empire is going to be forced into the Middle East. This war in Gaza, with Israel being forced to stay alive, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them are trying to disappear, trying to make Israel and the children of Israel invisible forever. They want Israel to catch the flu forever. Israel will be here when America is gone, Russia is gone, Iran becomes a not great power, Saudi Arabia becomes just another. Saudi Arabia is one of the is the older brother, the big brother of the Arab bloc. Saudi Arabia, in the Bible, will eventually become just a little weak nation. Israel, when all the dust settles, Israel will still remain. Christ will return, set up his kingdom in Israel for the next 1,000 years. America, our objective as a nation, is to set up the new world order, the kingdom of Antichrist centered in Jerusalem. Antichrist wants to rule from Jerusalem through this new world order. The new world order, to understand it, simply, it is a satanic order. Illuminati, secret society, satanic order. Antichrist, many have referred to him as the son of Satan. He actually takes his armies. The Islamic armies come to the Middle East to Armageddon. China, the religious nation of communism, will come to the Middle East. All the nations, European nations, will come to the Middle East and attempt to overthrow Jesus Christ as he returns from the sky. They think the thought that Christ ascended and will descend the same way that he ascended, it's so foreign to the thinking of people today because we are so sophisticated. We are so intelligent. We are so bright. We are so know everything. We can't imagine, the world can't imagine that Jesus Christ, as he stated, he would come in the clouds with horses on horseback to Armageddon to destroy and defeat all the forces of Antichrist and all of the God-hating nations that come to that battle. It's unimaginable that this could really be true, that Christ would come right out of the sky from outer space. No, it will happen. But this war in Psalm 83 is bringing America to the Middle East. America is never going to go to Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iraq, any other nation. From here on, America will only be focused on the Middle East. Syria, yes. The coming administration, the final administration of America, the eyesight, the focus will be on Syria. That's why we are, America is presently engaged in Syria. But eventually, the focus will be Israel. Russia, who doesn't want to have to fight a battle in the Middle East. God said in another prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that God is going to put hooks in the jaw of Russia and drag her south to be destroyed on the mountains of Israel in present-day Jordan. The thought in Ezekiel is Russia's being dragged. You don't bring somebody that's willing, you don't have to drag them. Somebody that's unwilling, you drag. They are resisting. They are attempting not to be led to where they don't want to go. God says, I'm going to bring Russia and the children of Magog in the land of Magog, the children and the spirits that have ruled Russia, I'm going to drag them to the mountains of Israel and destroy them. I'm going to bring Iran with Russia. I'm going to bring Turkey with Russia. I'm going to bring other nations from the north. I'm going to bring Ethiopia out of North Africa, Libya out of North Africa. I'm going to bring them to the battlefield east of the Jordan River, and I'm going to destroy them. So everything that's happening presently The foundation is Psalm 83. This war that Israel will win. You cannot stop them. God is not going to allow it this time. The U.S., with the ambassador to the, or the, you are ambassador to the United Nations, defense minister, secretary of defense, they're trying to, you might say, quench Israel's momentum, to slow it down. They don't want to stop it, because as long as the conflict goes on, Israel will take care of many of the Muslim terrorists that need to be taken care of, and America is behind it and is really encouraging Israel to do it, but America doesn't want Israel to become too strong, because if Israel becomes too victorious, too strong, the campaign is successful, America loses a vital player in the game, Islamic terrorists. Because Israel is going to take out the terrorists in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, the control center, the main brain system in Damascus, and present-day Jordan. America wants to control it. This time, America can't control it. God is not going to let them. Russia is not happy. Now you're trying to get China. China's involved. China is trying to, from a distance, do what she can do to interfere with Israel's momentum. China is not going to slow it down. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Okay, we will continue. And so, everything is being set up for the next war, where Russia is destroyed and Iran is destroyed. After they're destroyed, then the following war will be, and I'm not talking about wars that are going to take place in Europe. There's going to be conflict in Europe too. Even the German defense minister said it, I think he was the, defense minister, saying that Israel isn't, or Germany isn't presently prepared to fight a war. And he stated Germany needs to begin to prepare for this war they're going to be engaged in. there's going to be war in Europe. Not just Ukraine. Eventually, when Russia's defeated, that war in Ukraine, don't think that that's not going to continue. The Nazis in Ukraine are going to be, they're going to still be there. And they want to move into Russia still. When Vladimir Putin is defeated on the mountains of Israel, I'm trying to look ahead to see the scenario at that time, and I really can't see what will happen. But anyhow, the next big war, Russian. When the Russian war is over, this is when the United States is going to begin its campaign to occupy in the Middle East. Now, I don't want to disturb the audience, but there is a coming conscription once again in the United States of America. We can't avoid it. This government is going to begin to draft, if not willingly, unwillingly draft the American youth once again. We need, America's going to need military personnel, not just in the Middle East, but America presently is preparing for conflict in Asia with China. America is planning for conflict with North Korea. America's planning conflict with the nations that won't yield to America's plans in the coming system, a second world order, which will be the primary world order, the multipolar nations that work together to break the power of America's world hegemony. So war is coming. The wars have begun. The wars are going to continue. It's like planting crabgrass. It's just going to take over. War will take over the world. That's just nations against nations. That doesn't include the religious wars. Islam against the Chinese, against Antichrist, Antichrist against the Chinese, against Islam, everybody against the Christian people in all seven churches in the book of Revelation chapter 1, all the nations in a campaign against the Jewish people. Another thing that's happening because of this Psalm 83 war taking place right now is the Lord said, Christ said, that the true attitude of the nations toward the nation of Israel and the Jewish people will, that spirit will be known and understood internationally. Everybody will see the anti-Semitic hatred of Israel and the Jewish people in the time in which we live. It's going to increase. Anti-Semitism is going to increase. We're just at the initial embryonic states of hatred toward Israel and the Jewish people. Though it's existed for 4,000 years, it's going to really develop and mature in the time in which we live. This is what the world has to prepare for. The Jewish people, as people internationally, have to prepare for the hatred of the world against Israel and against the Jewish people. But there's also another hatred that Israel is going to have to deal with, George Soros, and the Jewish people who are Jewish by lineage, by DNA, that hate Israel. They hate their own brothers. This is the worst kind of racial hatred. Is like there's hatred of black on black, Hispanic or Latins who hate Latins. I know some actresses who are Spanish They will never date a Spanish male. The hatred of whites that hate other whites, blacks that hate blacks, brown that hates brown, red that hates red, Chinese who hate Chinese people, Jewish people who hate Jewish people. And then you have Zionism. Zionism is very misunderstood. There are Zionists who hate Israel, who hate the Jews. This is why the Zionists in 1910, 20, 30, they wanted a state for the Jewish people to go to because they didn't want the Jewish people living on their block where they lived, in the cities where they lived. They're Zionists. They want Israel to exist so that the Jewish people will go to a place where nobody has to see them. This is the worst kind of hatred. Then you have with the Jewish people in the nation of Israel, those people that are Jewish that are liberal. They are so liberal, they hate their own nation, they hate their own government. And then the kibbutzes, there's kind of a form of communism with kibbutzes in Israel. It's a mess. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesman. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Okay, well, with this matter of those who hate the Jewish people, then you have George Soros. Then you have Jews who say they are Jews. They believe in Judaism, but they are not Jews. This is in the book of Revelation, chapter 2. You have the Jews who are the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews but are not Jews. They are imposter Jews who are there to give Israel and the Jewish people a bad name. Then on top of that, you have within the seven lampstands of God, you have Christians, true born-again Christians, who believe that they have replaced Israel and that Israel is no longer God's people, but the Christian people are God's people. Well, they have this philosophy because they don't understand the Bible. God has two peoples, a natural people of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who he gave promises to, made covenants with. They still exist. They will exist. They have to exist when Christ returns. They have to open up the gates for the eastern side of the Temple Mount, that area. They have to open the eastern gate so Christ the King can walk through it to be anointed king of the of is to be anointed king. Then you have the, so they say, these Christians say that the Christians have replaced Israel. No, they haven't. We have a different responsibility to God. Christ lives in us. And it says that the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. So Christ made the distinction. You have the natural born people of Israel, and you have the spiritually new kingdom of heaven, which includes Hebrews and Gentiles, which is a greater kingdom on the earth for 2,000 years before Christ takes them to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, that in itself is a crazy thought, that Christians are going to be taken, some who are dead, they'll be resurrected. Those who are living will be taken alive to meet Christ in the air. What a concept, but it's true. But it's hard for people to understand this. So anti-Semitism is one of the great signs of the end of the world before Christ's return. He said, you'll be hated of all nations, meaning the Christians and the Jews will be hated of all nations, especially the Christians. The campaign against the Christians, the war against Christianity, has begun already. It's going to intensify. The war against Israel, as the people of God, the elect of God, has begun. It is going to intensify too. So, I am limited in minutes. I can't explain everything all at once. I have to do a shotgun approach. I do what I can do. Hopefully, some will understand. Many won't. Nevertheless, Psalm 83, this war in Israel, Israel is going to be victorious in eliminating all the terrorist groups around the nation of Israel, and America is not going to interfere. The European military command is not going to interfere. The UN isn't going to interfere. The Arab nations aren't going to interfere. Russia, China, nobody's going to interfere. Russia is supposed to do something. God has commanded it. Israel must obey. Netanyahu, whether he wants to get involved deeper or not, he is going to be forced into this even deeper than maybe he initially wanted to be. He wanted to maybe bring about some kind of diplomatic solution. Not this time. The only solution is Israel's complete victories over these terrorists surrounding the nation of Israel without and within. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. We'll visit tomorrow.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.